Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Het, Mishnah Bet. We learned in the last Perek two different things. Like we said in the last Mishnah, a borrower would be responsible for any damage or loss that happens to the item that he is borrowing, even if it was an accident and even if it wasn't, had nothing to do with him, he couldn't have prevented the problem. Number one, that's a borrower. Number two, we learned as well that a renter, a socher, would not be responsible for accidental loss that he did not have the ability to prevent. So in this Mishnah, we'll talk about a situation where somebody had both of these statuses. He was a renter and he was a borrower, and the animal he was using died accidentally. So a question becomes, is the person in question considered to be a borrower, and the animal is a borrowed animal, and therefore he would be responsible? Or is he a renter, and he rented the animal, and therefore he would not be responsible? How could you have a case where a man is both a borrower and a renter? So first we'll spell out three scenarios where he could be both, and then we'll get into the din. Hashoel tapara, somebody borrows a cow. She'ala hatzi hayom, uschara hatzi hayom. First possible scenario, let's say he borrows it half a day, and he rents it for the other half of the day. Number two, she'ala yo hayom uschara lemahar. He borrows it for today and he rents it for tomorrow. Sachar ahat v'sha'al ahat. Or he rents one cow from the owner and he borrows another cow from him. Vameta, and the cow dies. Problem is, you don't know when it died. You don't know if it died during the slot that the cow was borrowed, or maybe it died during the time that it was rented. In both scenarios, either he didn't know at what part of the day it died, or in the scenario where he borrowed it for one day and he rented it for the next day, you don't know on which day it died. Or in the third scenario, you don't know which cow died. You don't know if it was the borrowed cow that died or the rented cow that died. So therefore, you have all these svekot. What is the responsibility of this person who was a renter / borrower? Mishnah continues. There are a few different types of claims that the owner and the borrower could have had, the borrower / renter. So we have to just lay the groundwork for all of them. There's no witnesses to say when this animal actually died. So we'll go through all the possible claims of the borrower and lender and see how the halakha is different in each one of them. So we'll talk about the first one now. Mishnah says, Hamashil omer she'ula meta. The owner of this cow, the lender here, is saying that the borrowed cow is the one that definitely died. In that scenario where there are two different cows, Beyom shehaita she'ula meta. Or he says, in the scenario where it was borrowed for one day and rented for the next day, he says, this owner, it definitely died on the day that it was borrowed. He wants the borrower to be the one who's responsible and have to pay, as opposed to him, that borrower, being a renter. Or in the third scenario, b'sha'ah shehaita she'ula meta. The owner is claiming that it died in the half of the day that it was borrowed and not in the half a day that it was rented. So he's saying it definitely was borrowed at that time. And again, the person is a borrower and he is responsible. V'hala omed eni yodea. And the other person, the borrower / possible renter, says, I don't know when it happened. And therefore, what happens in this case, hayav, the borrower is obligated to pay for the cow. The borrower would have to make a swear that it didn't happen during that time, that didn't happen during the time that he was borrowing it. Rather, it happened during the time that he rented it. And he can't make that swear because he doesn't know. He's admitting to us he doesn't know. And therefore, he's required to pay. The Gemara has a very lengthy and in-depth discussion about the scenario of what's really going on over here, because we hold of the klal, bari v'sheme bari adif, if someone's making a definite claim and someone's making a possible claim, we accept the definite claim. There's another klal that goes against that. Another klal says, bari v'sheme lav bari adif. If you have a definite claim and a possible claim, we don't say that the definite claim is taken as the correct one, because there's no proof over here. So therefore, the Gemara has to work it out how we end up saying that the person is hayab, that the borrower here would be obligated to pay for the cow if we don't hold of that klal. That's the first possible set of claims they could have. Number two, hasocher omer sechura meta, b'yom shayta sechura meta, b'sha'a shayta sechura meta. The renter here is making a definite claim. He's saying it's definitely the rented cow as opposed to the borrowed cow that died. So therefore, I'm not responsible because it was a rented cow that died. And we know a socher is not responsible for situations where it was just an accident. Nothing he could have done to prevent it. Or he makes a claim that in the scenario where the cow was rented for one day and borrowed for another day, he says it died on the day that it was rented. So therefore, the socher is trying to claim that he's not responsible as well. Or in the third case, when it was borrowed for half a day and rented for half a day, it died during the time that it was rented. So I'm also not responsible here. And all of these cases, the owner of the cow says, I don't know. I don't know when it died. I don't know what happened over here. So I can't really give an opinion. We say patur. The renter here is exempt from paying for the cow because there's no obligation for the renter to swear an oath, to make any swear in the situation. He's telling you when it is, and he doesn't have a definite claim against him. You can only force him to swear when there's a definite claim. If the owner of the cow is saying, no, it died when the cow was being borrowed. So there's no claim against him, so therefore we can't force him to swear, and he would be exempt from paying. If somebody's trying to extract money from their friend, they have to really bring a clear proof. Third possible set of claims. Ze omer she'ula, ve'ze omer sechura. So now you have two opposing claims. The owner of the cow is claiming that the cow was definitely borrowed at the time that it died, and therefore, if it was borrowed, it would be the sho'el who would be responsible. It would be the person's responsible, the person who was using the cow at the time. But the renter is saying, the renter is saying, no, the cow was rented at the time. It wasn't borrowed. And therefore, I'm not responsible, he's claiming, because it was rented. He was paying a fee and he wouldn't be responsible in that scenario. We say, the renter should make a swear that the cow was rented when it died. And therefore, and then he wouldn't have to pay. Since he's very sure about what the scenario is, he claims he knows when it died, so there should be nothing holding him back from swearing that his claim is true, and if he swears, he would not be obligated to pay. And the last scenario, ze omer en yodea, ve-ze omer en yodea. The owner of the cow says, I don't know when it died, and the one who was borrowing it slash renting it says, I also don't know when it died. They both say they don't know if the cow was being rented by the person or it was being borrowed by the person. They don't know when it actually died. We say yahloku. They divide the loss of the cow. The borrower pays for half the value and the owner loses half of the value.